This is Empire KVCR News. I'm Megan Jamerson. The presidential race often steals attention away from local races and ballot measures. Former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff joins us now to talk about Inland Empire races and ballot measures. Welcome back, Cassie.
Good to be with you, Megan.
All right, so we have an interesting mayoral race in Riverside. What's going on there?
Well, Mayor Rusty Bailey is finishing up his second term. And by the way, before that, he served on the city council for quite some time. But he decided not to seek re-election. And so it was kind of a wide open race in the primary. So the two who've made it to the runoff are Patricia Locke Dawson and Andy Melendrez. Melendrez is in his fourth term on the city council. He actually ran for mayor before in 2012 and lost. But this time he said he has the experience needed for the office. Locke Dawson, she owns an environmental consulting business. She has served on the Riverside Unified School District since 2011, including as board president. And before that, she was on the City Planning Commission for more than a decade. But she's perhaps best known for leading a three-county, 17-city coalition to build the Santa Ana River Trail all the way from San Bernardino County through Riverside County down to Orange County. And she also led a nonprofit called Rivers and Lands Conservancy to build up a $6 million endowment. Melendrez, he advocates making city government more responsive and transparent and preserving Riverside's quality of life. He said during his 14 years on the council, he has worked to get rid of the bad hotels and liquor stores and nightclubs on the east side and worked with nonprofits and UC Riverside to revive that area. If elected mayor, he said he plans to address the city's homeless crisis with supportive housing and help from the federal and county governments and to coordinate on better solutions with surrounding cities.
And so what about Locke Dawson?
Well, she's actually gotten some high-profile endorsements. She's endorsed by the Greater Riverside Chambers of Commerce. Rusty Bailey, the current mayor, has endorsed her, as well as two members of the city council, three members of the Board of Supervisors, the Firefighters Union, the Teachers Union, and the Press Enterprise. Melendrez, you know, he's not too shabby either. He was endorsed by Congressman Mark Decano, Assemblyman Jose Medina, Assemblywoman Sabrina Cervantes, and some others.
Would it also be fair to call either one of these candidates historic?
Well, certainly Melendrez says that in the 135-year history of Riverside, it has not elected a person of color as mayor. And by the way, the city has not elected a woman as mayor in 30 years. So either way, I think you could safely say this will be a historic pick.
Switching to ballot measures, we're seeing some potential sales tax increases. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, there are nine cities in the two-county region with sales tax measures on the ballot to raise their sales tax by 1 cent per dollar. They include Apple Valley, Corona, Lake Elsinore, Menifee, Montclair, Redlands, San Bernardino, San Jacinto, and Victorville. Now, this is probably not unexpected because with the coronavirus shutdown, a lot of spending has been reduced. People just aren't out there to buy stuff. And so sales tax revenue that cities depend on has been reduced. So all of these cities say that they need this money just to stay afloat. But it's also kind of a tough time to ask voters to raise tax on themselves because a lot of people have been out of work with the coronavirus pandemic, and so their incomes have been reduced. So it's kind of a toss-up which way that's going to go. Some cities have gone a different way. Chino Hills, for example, is asking voters to raise the hotel bed tax. So that would raise it from 10% to 12% if approved. Adelanto is hoping to impose a vacant property tax somewhere between $50 an acre to $600 an acre. And Harupa Valley and Banning both have cannabis taxes on the ballot. So we'll see what kind of a mood voters are in. Yucaipa voters passed a half-cent sales tax increase in the March 2020 primary. That was kind of before the coronavirus shutdown hit. Last November, Claremont passed a three-quarters of a cent increase. So who knows what kind of a mood the voters are in this time.
And also, we can't forget to mention that we're coming up on ballots being mailed and registration deadlines.
Yeah, it's not too late to register to vote. You have until October 19th if you're not registered yet. sample ballots will start being mailed out very soon. So look for those in your mailbox and be sure to look at where your voting location is, because very likely those have changed. Both counties are consolidating voting in voting centers. You could also vote early, so look for the instructions on that. It might be safer than trying to go to the poll.
That's longtime IE journalist Cassie McDuff. And with Empire KVCR News, I'm Megan Jamerson.